All right, friends, as you're heading back to your spots or places, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning. Good morning. Come on forward. Morning, Willie. Morning, Lola. Good morning. Nice. Right. We've got all your stuff. Landry, you want to just put your stuff right here in the front pew, and then can come, and then you can come sit with everybody. Thank you, Quinn. Okay. All right. Come on up. There you go. Okay. Good morning. So good to see all of y'all. Okay, I have a couple of pictures. I mean, you probably know what this is, but who can tell me what this is? It does look like a boot, right? It looks like a Santa's boot, but what is it? Like a maze, right? It's a maze. Yeah, a boot maze. So, and mazes are fun because, like, you start doing it, and if you make a mistake, it's no big deal. You can just go back and start over again and find your way to the end, right? So would a maze be fun if the first time you tried and you made a mistake, the whole thing just exploded and it went kapooey, and that would be it, and then you were doomed forever? That wouldn't be very fun, right? So mazes are fun because you can kind of go back and fix it, right? Well, so when Jesus was born, there was one person who was very upset about his birth. Does anybody know who that was? King Herod. King Herod. And he was so upset to hear that Jesus was born. And so the wise men were told, do not come back. You don't want to go back to where you came from, because Herod's going to know where baby Jesus is, and it was going to be bad. So they had to throw Herod off their track. So it was like a maze that they had to figure out how to get Jesus to where he was going to be safe, because Herod was after him, right? And so that's why sometimes when we do a maze and you get to where you're supposed to go, yay, you did it. It's super fun, right? So with Herod, we wanted the wise men needed to get to throw Herod off their track, and they went a different way. Do you remember in the Living Nativity what they didn't go back the same way they came? And also, Jesus had to go to Egypt and then to Nazareth and all sorts of places so that Herod wouldn't find him. And it's so important that we remember that when we talk to God and he guides us, that we listen, because that's what happened. God guided Joseph and Mary to lead Jesus to safety. And that's what God does in our lives. So when we talk to God and we pray, he guides us, takes care of us, and tells us where we should go so that our lives can be better. Okay, let's pray all together. Let's close our eyes and repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for guiding us, for helping us to have the best life. We know our life with you is much better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Awesome. Okay. Let's meet Miss Amy at the back.